My committee. Roll call.
Roll call, Director Sheldon.
As a member of the public,
Thank you. Director Meeks.
here.
Director Jung.
Director Jung is present. Thank you.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Tran. Director Wigand.
Yes, I'm here, but unfortunately, I'm just a member of the public.
Great, thank you. Director Bilodeau. You do have a quorum with six directors present.
Okay. Have we received any items too late to be agendized?
We have not, Director Green.
Okay. I don't see any visitors to participate. Anybody online want to speak? Okay. Let's move on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll
I'll
second that.
second.
Okay, our voting directors are Directors Meeks, Jung, Yeo, Green, and Nguyen.
Oh, sorry.
So I'll make the motion then.
Okay.
And I'll second it.
So we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
The motion carries with five yes votes.
Okay. Moving to matters for consideration, an amendment to the agreement with DUDAC for Imperial Highway property access.
Yes, Director Green, members of the committee, at the last property committee meeting, staff presented DUDAC's proposal to evaluate two additional concepts for the access to the Imperial property. Now, this was split up into two phases. Phase one was two underpass concepts, both on the northern and southern part of Imperial Highway. And the other phase two was for the diverging Diamond Interchange. So at that meeting, we primarily focused on phase one. So at this meeting, the committee asked staff to have DUDAC revise the amendment to include a roundabout option, which you see on your screen there. That is staff's attempt to give a nice visual for you. But of course, DUDAC will go into that in more depth. And also, the committee at the time wanted some kind of confirmation that DUDAC would be present in Caltrans meetings. So, with that said, DUDAC did provide a revised amendment to the proposal to incorporate the roundabout option to phase one. And also, DUDAC did confirm that they'd be participating in four, up to four Caltrans meetings. And I believe there is a cost for any additional meeting. And so, finally, in the revised proposal, they did include a collision analysis for both phases. And this collision analysis will run from La Palma Avenue all the way to the 91. So that is incorporated into their proposal as well. The phase one cost totals $31,270. So with these updates incorporated into DUDAC's proposal, staff is recommending approval of the revised amendment number one to DUDAC's original agreement so that the phase one access analysis could commence. That is report.
Do we have any questions or comments? Natalie, are you trying to? Okay, you're
Yes.
on
Okay,
mute.
I've got my microphone
Okay.
on. So this one here, the one on the on-ramp, the traffic circle looking thing is, and we talked about one in South County. Is the South County one a traffic circle or is it a right on, right off? I thought we had talked about more of a right in, right out thing.
Yes, Director Meeks, there is the underpass concept for the right in, right out. That's going to be evaluated by DUDAC going southbound. This is just another option, which was discussed at the last meeting. I believe Director Yeo mentioned it at the time, and it just was a different alternative to evaluate.
Okay. Director Yeo did talk about a one that was located in another location, but I wasn't familiar with it. So it is a roundabout on an on-ramp.
Correct. I do think Dudek is also on the line of.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Dennis Pasqua at Dudek. I represent Dudek and the Wood Rogers team. The roundabout in San Juan Capistrano that was referenced is a full northbound ramp roundabout. So that roundabout serves northbound off-ramp traffic and northbound on-ramp traffic, off and on-ramp traffic, plus traffic from two additional roadways. So there's like five approaches that go into that roundabout. It is much a lower speed roundabout because it's not a state highway like Imperial Highway is. The alternative you see on the screen was pretty ingenious, and we were actually sad that we didn't think about this. What this does is it incorporates our first set of analyses that did determine that we do need to have some type of right in, right out analysis on the northbound side of Imperial Highway. And then what, because we did look at a roundabout last time, but that incorporated all the ramps into that roundabout, and that's why it didn't work. There were too much volume to go into that roundabout. What this roundabout is doing is just serving the on-ramp traffic and traffic leaving the site, entering and leaving the site. All of the traffic on the northbound side of Imperial Highway is still unaffected, and they're just served by that right in, right out. And the traffic entering and exiting the site and just going on to the westbound 91 will be served by this roundabout. And when I say roundabout, it's kind of loosely described as a roundabout. It'll probably take up a little more space than what's shown on the picture there. But it serves a similar purpose to a roundabout, where it will allow the southbound traffic that's going westbound on the 91 to remain flowing, and then the project traffic would have to look for gaps in the stream of traffic to enter the roundabout and either go southbound on Imperial Highway or go westbound on SR 91. Any traffic from the site going northbound on Imperial Highway would use the underpass that's proposed on the north end of the property.
So you're looking, when you look at the volumes and things, you are assuming that both of these things are in place.
Yes. Yes, yeah, it would require both the underpass with access to the northbound side of Imperial Highway, plus this roundabout type of control for the on-ramp and for southbound Imperial Highway traffic from to and from the site.
Okay, and the lane, the movement you show that would be heading southbound on Imperial, would that have a widening and a transition lane onto Imperial? Because that may require then widening of the bridge, the freeway bridge, which sounds very
No,
expensive.
no, no. We are trying to avoid that. So that is something Wood Rogers would need to like just look into further in the design. And they believe there could be enough room on the existing, without having to impact the 91 main line. And I think, just initially, the where the roundabout is shown on the ramp, I think it'll probably likely be moved closer into the Caltrans site, so like a little more to the northwest of where it is now to make everything work.
Okay, and at what, how much, when you're going to do additional design and traffic counts and some analysis before
Oh,
we
definitely,
present
definitely.
it.
Yes. So at this point, we are looking to run an operations analysis with those movements, and then Wood Rogers would look into the functionality. They look at Caltrans standards and draw up a concept design that we can take to Caltrans to start that dialogue.
Okay.
So the concept will be drawn to meet current Caltrans standards. So yeah, we don't want to go to Caltrans without anything that, you know, will be immediately, you know, dismissed by them. So, you know, they're going to make sure whatever the concept they come up with will meet Caltrans standards.
And then on the underpass one, will that meet Caltrans standards as far as spacing of an intersection? Because it seems very
yes.
close to the off-ramp.
I think it'll be, if you flip it around the other way, where the connection to 91 will be closer to the river.
Okay. Okay, so that, yeah, you would flip that if
Yep.
possible and put the driveway close to the river. Okay, that would
Yeah,
make
we would move
sense.
It, we would move it furthest away from the off-ramp as we can.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take this step and see what's going on. Thank you.
Okay. Yep.
Director Yeo?
Yeah, thank you, Director Green, and thank you, Director Meech, for your comment. I actually spoke with staff on this issue separately, so for transparency purposes, you know, I'll share it here. The reason that I asked him to look into this is that instead of building two underpasses, we could just consider doing one. You know, ultimately, we're trying to find a cost-effective solution that would be acceptable to Caltrans. So yeah, that's why, you know, I asked him to potentially look into this, because it's going to be very costly to build two underpasses, because they may potentially involve pump stations as well. So that's just want to explain the rationale behind this. And also, because the southbound on-ramp to westbound is high speed, and I asked the staff to involve the consultant to look into the accident history there, and potentially, you know, this proposal could slow down the traffic and help the pedestrian and bicycle traffic in the area and make it safer. So yeah, I just wanted to share that. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Do we have a motion?
I'll move the recommendation.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Director Jung's an aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to item 5, lease proposal at Imperial Highway property from Treasure Transportation.
Yes, Director Green. So at last month's property meeting, Treasure Transportation gave a proposal to the committee to lease the Imperial Highway property to store 40 to 60 trucks. They are a freight carrier. And so at the time, at that meeting, the committee recommended perhaps getting into an exclusive due diligence agreement with Treasure Transportation. And of course, this in no way does it bind the district to anything, but just gives them some leeway to go ahead and do those due diligence activities on the property. And so staff has drafted an agreement, provided that to Treasure Transportation. We have received comments back, and with general counsel's help, are in the process of responding to Treasure Transportation. We just want to make it clear in that agreement that they are responsible for obtaining access requirements from the County of Orange and Caltrans. And so, obviously, since we've investigated this property, that is the main issue there. So that's also going to be something we want to stress to them one way or another. So at this point, we wanted to update the committee on the status of the due diligence agreement and just check back in with the committee to see if there's any other comments or concerns before we bring back a final agreement for approval.
Hey, do we have any questions or comments?
I have a question. What's the I mean, have they negotiated a lease amount on this? What are they proposing?
No, so we haven't discussed the terms yet for a potential lease, and mainly it's because of we I think from the last meeting it was our objective to get them to do some due diligence on the access, also the site itself, to make sure that it's conducive of what they're proposing to do, and that's the extent of the due diligence agreement. The agreement in and of itself doesn't go over terms or rates or anything like that, so.
Well, I mean, I have we talked, have the attorney looked at the liability of doing this too? I have real
Yes.
concerns because they were talking about multiple, trucks in and out daily. So 30 or 40 trucks in and out on a high speed on ramp.
Yes, Director Meeks, I'm happy to address that. We did look at the current access rights that OCWD does have, and we determined that what they want to do is beyond what OCWD has the right to grant. And that's why this first step in entering the exclusive due diligence agreement will allow them to look into whether they can obtain the grant of access from the county and Caltrans as necessary to access the site. And we would clarify that, OCWD doesn't have the right to enter into a lease with that access not secured. So just put it on the table. If they want to look into it at their own cost, then, we can enable them without liability to OCWD at that point.
Okay, and what's the term of this exclusive negotiating agreement? How long are they going to tie up the property?
As of right now, it's 6 months, Director Meeks. Of course, that we can change that if there's some direction from the committee, but the current agreement states 6 months.
Okay, and I mean, I say that because several years ago, a couple of years ago, when we started talking about this, the Anaheim Police Department was interested in possibly doing some sort of interim lease of the property. And that wasn't pursued because we wanted to sell it and things like that. So I'm, if we're going to lease it for somebody else for an interim use at a, low price, it's, I don't know, we need to open it up or keep it open, not just tie this up for a long period of time. Not, 6 months isn't forever since we've been working on this for years, but just want to make sure we're not excluding other opportunities if we are looking at something like this.
Are
So
you comfortable with 6 months?
this group came forward to our broker that's advertising the property for sale after
No,
we
this is
got this.
independent. This is independent of that. That this was not a lead from Voight. The treasure came directly to the district.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Director Meeks, are you comfortable with 6 months?
I would rather see like 3 months with, maybe an opportunity to extend it another 3 months if they get preliminary findings from the county and Caltrans that it's even feasible. But I mean, if in the next 3 months Caltrans and the county go, no, that's not going to happen. I would rather not tie it up for another 3 months. Does that make sense?
Okay. Do we have any other questions or comments? Do we have a motion?
I'll move it with Director Meeks's recommendation.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Please repeat what the motion is.
So the motion would be in this due diligence agreement to set the term at 3 months and 3 months. Yeah. So that's,
All right, thank you. All right, roll call, Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Jung.
aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wynn.
Yes.
Here's 5-0.
Okay. Moving on to the status update on planning of in-place remediation for the Prado lead remediation project.
That's me. Thank you, Chair Green, members of the committee. So last time I was here, we had brought forth an amendment to the agreement with AECOM to complete the planning phase of this project. I'm happy to report that we have now received the finalized CEQA document, the ISMND, that is in our hands, and we recently received the amended remedial action plan. Staff are reviewing that plan right now as we speak, and we'll be correcting any grammatical errors or changes and things of that nature and any sort of other problems before we submit it to DTSC for their interim concurrence on that document. Once that is obtained, both documents will have to go through public participation. Once that is completed, then it will be brought back for DTSC's approval. So we're making meaningful progress on both those fronts. As the committee will recall, as we start preparing to have the remediation come closer and gain more clarity on the schedule, for remediation to occur, there are two properties at the site, Pigeon Hill and the former Clear Target Range. In both cases, there are durations of time for the project to occur where the river hogs will have to be off-site and or impact the operation of the shooting range. And so now that we're beginning to get more clarity on the schedule and more understanding of when this will likely be occurring, we've asked our property manager here, Daniel, to begin some conversations with the river hogs to help to facilitate that. And I'll pass it to Daniel if he wants to add anything additional.
Yes. To Kevin's point, I have had some preliminary discussions with Mr. Patrick Rahag, without a final schedule, we didn't divulge too much information, but he is aware that when this project starts, he will have to leave the premises at Pigeon Hill, where the shooting range is, and at the former Clay Target Range, where he currently has dog kennels and some cattle and things like that. So we'll be working with him as we finalize the schedule. So just wanted to make the board aware of that. And eventually, once that's determined, the schedule, we'll bring that back to the committee with the Rahogs leaving the site temporarily.
Okay. Do we have any questions or comments? I'm not seeing any. This is an informational item. Why can't we put everything on consent calendar for the board? Do we have any director's comments or reports? General manager?
Just to report to Director Tran, myself, and Alicia, and then Eric Saperstein, we were in a Washington meeting with our representatives Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We'll give a full report to the LegCom meeting next week.
Okay. All right. With that.
It was not yesterday. Not sure about it. It's older.
Director Fran, are you trying to say something?
It's like it's on.
Okay. Okay. With that, we are adjourned.